And the shop he opened served the new immigrant community in Cardiff. Mm-hmm. So there was an abundance of Poles and Germans and Czechs and Hungarians and Russians all through the late 1940s and early 1950s, escaping communism and fascism. And you know, he had a very vibrant trade in those days. The sort of sausages and pickles that he was selling, and the style in which he was selling them, you couldn't get in this country. You know, loose pickles from the barrel, loose herrings, carp, salamis, and you know, the whole place was just full of people, you know, eating foods from their home countries and speaking their native tongue.